I'm Alex.
And I'm Rob.
I'm from Novi Sad, Serbia.
And I'm from New York. Alex and I started dating after meeting on a German cruise ship where we were entertainers.
And now we are in a long-distance relationship.
Until we can be together again, we decided to start a podcast.
We may come from different backgrounds, but that's exactly what keeps the conversation going for hours.
We can't wait for you to listen to this episode.
So sit back and enjoy.
Because we have a lot to talk about. Today, Alex and I have decided that we will do another Q&A, but because it's so last minute, we're not actually asking it. We're not collecting any questions from anyone. Instead, we are...
Explain the game. Explain the cards, at least.
Okay. So for Christmas, my roommate gave me, because I also am a writer, my friend gave me this writer's block card deck where it basically it's like writing prompts, but like I was looking through the questions and I was like, oh my god, this would be so interesting if we asked this on the podcast. Because even though, I mean, we kind of, Alex and I do this game anyways, because, you know, being in a long distance relationship, you know, we're forced to talk on the phone, we can't like be in the same room as each other, and sometimes, you know, if one of us is having a bad day or we're just tired, it's like, all right, hello, what's new? Nothing. So like this, a few times I've tried to play this game where I just ask him a bunch of questions, like, if you could have any house anywhere, what would it look like and where would it be? And like stupid stuff like that. So then I'm like, oh, if we do this on the podcast, but with these, like, I don't know, this deck of cards, maybe it'll be interesting. So
probably.
I'm not guaranteeing anything.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, so there's, let's see, I can't, where's this? There used to be directions. I don't know where it is. There's like,
How to play. Yeah,
I don't know where the directions are. Found it. Okay.
User manual.
Instructions. Okay, there are 6 categories of prompts. Life, education and career, love and relationships, self-reflection, random, and world. You can choose to go in order or shuffle up the deck. I already shuffled it up. Oops. So, shall I begin?
Yes, you shall.
All right. What I'll put this up here. I'll put the first question up to you, and you can read it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Steady. Describe a time you felt lonely.
Okay. I'm gonna say that's not a good one to start with.
Are you gonna skip the? Why?
It's very depressing.
Yeah, it is. Especially this time, like, it's not really,
oh my god,
nice to
that was too perfect.
Depress people even more that they're already depressed, I guess.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a new one. Just since this has been bad luck for you, I'll ask the first question. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, this is interesting. What do people say you can't do?
That's a question for me.
Yes, that is your question.
What people say that I can do?
You cannot do.
Cannot do.
Like, what are your limits? That's other people believe your limits are.
That's an interesting question. I don't know what people think about me. I mean, I know that you told me a few words that I cannot say in front of you. But I don't think that that's the question.
I have no idea what that means.
Can you repeat the question again? Really?
Yes, I can repeat. It's like a spelling bee. Anyways.
I'm just confused.
What do people say you cannot do?
I honestly don't know what people say that I cannot do. I really don't know what they think that I cannot do.
All right. This is going really well. Okay.
Yeah, it's great. Write. I don't want to write about the best job that I ever had.
No.
I can say the best job I ever had. What is the...
No, now you're asking me a question.
If you could go back, what would you like to change about your education?
If I could go back and change... Okay. I don't know. I don't think I'd change anything. I'll start off with that. I wouldn't change anything. That's but if fair. I had to change something, maybe I just wouldn't go to college at all, and I would just, or I would go to school for linguistics.
Mm.
Yeah, if I had to. Otherwise, I'm pretty happy with my mishmash bad/good education. But I guess education is like everything. So, because I also went to a technical high school, wouldn't change that. Also, bad experiences, but also good growing experiences. So I wouldn't change anything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So far, we're really good at answering these questions by not answering these questions.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing. Okay. All right, Alex. Shoot. When was the last time you left your comfort zone? How did you grow from this experience?
Wow, that's a good question. Last time.
I'd say you live out of your comfort zone. That's kind of what you love.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. I don't know, like maybe 6 months ago when I lost my job finally.
Oh, yeah, when you were stuck on a ship and had to deal with that.
Yeah, and in like towards like the, what was the, end of May, beginning of June.
Yeah.
That was the last time I had like a serious job, let's say. So I guess like around that period, and then I'm floating in into the unknown now, let's say. So I guess like that would be the last time. Also, this podcast, when we started, it's not like, it was not my comfort zone.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's not something that I'm like scared of, like it's not my comfort. Now it's a comfort zone, but you know, social media stuff for the podcast in terms of like doing the Instagram and everything. I've never done that. So that kind of a marketing position, let's say, that's also not my comfort zone. Never did like professionally, so
yeah
that could be the answer. There you go, an answer.
Oh, now you ask me this question. Okay,
yeah, can you thank you. What's your happiest memory from your childhood? Ooh.
Oh, well, we're gonna do an episode on this soon.
True. We want to do a childhood 2 episode.
I have a lot of happy memories. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head. I guess, honestly, being treated like a queen, sitting in my grandparents' house as my grandmother just feeds me food. That's a happy memory in my childhood. My grandmother serving me hand and foot to me and my brother. Italian grandmas, they love to just feed their grandchildren. So I just remember like playing with some toys, sitting on her chair as she like cut up grapefruits, which if you've ever had a grapefruit, like having a cut up grapefruit where like there is no peel and no you know, the white stuff or anything, that's like fancy. That's very fancy. She got it fancy is. With it. And just with my grandparents, because they were the best part of my childhood.
There you go.
Ooh, okay, this is a very big one for you.
Oh.
It's very deep. Ready?
Why? Oh, yeah.
What do you want your legacy to be?
I would like to, if I ever have kids, for them to, like, remember me from time to time about the, like, remember me for good stuff. For, like, remember when he was, like, he told me, like, I'm remembering my grandfather, only for the good things, and we like mentioning him for like every few days, let's say, because he was like a very, he was not like a super cheerful and positive guy. He was just like calm, wise old man, and he liked to do a lot of crosswords. So I guess it like kept his brain working, and he always would watch like a quiz on TV. Which is like airing every day. So he was like, he was like keeping with the times. He would like read a newspaper a lot, blah blah blah. So when I remember him, it will be for something like positive or something like smart and calm that he said. So I would like to be remembered, not like you know like, oh, he was a legend, or whatever. But like, just to be remembered as somebody who was like cool or wise, positive, maybe the yeah, like positive. Because I have also other grandparents who that I can say that I only remember for negative things. So I have both sides of the coin.
So simple. Very sweet.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Now this one's for me. This one's me.
Your job is to reduce the pain in the world. Where do you start? Pain.
Oh my God. These are clearly writing prompts because they... Oh, I'm not talking into the microphone. These are clearly writing prompts because they're very intense. Your job is to reduce the pain in the world. Where do you start? I don't know. Good question, world. Where do we start? Mm-hmm. I guess to reduce the pain in the world. I mean, stop war. That's mm-hmm. how you reduce the pain in the world.
That's a good start.
No easy answer.
Jaden Rose Co. is a small, black-owned, handmade jewelry business that specializes in resin and upcycled leather earrings. What started as an added creative outlet for a multifaceted theater artist has blossomed into a way to share a little joy with loved ones, and now you. Jaden Rose Co. seeks to complement each buyer's unique style and personality. In this growing digital, and let's not forget the pandemic, age, opportunities to get dressed head to toe seem few and far between. So what better way to dress up your look than an accessory that fits in your Zoom box? Crafted with love and care in Brooklyn, New York, each piece will translate well from screen to person. Various styles are available, with new styles to be added each month. Custom orders are also available to bring your personal visions to life. Find Jaden Rose Co. on Instagram at Jaden Rose Co. and on Etsy at jadenroseco.etsy.com.
What are your views on fame and celebrity culture?
Yeah, it's a kind of a new age religion, I would say. Like being obsessed with celebrity person. There are a few like interesting, funny, intelligent people, of course. But there are, especially in like recent years, a lot of buffoons, let's say, not to use anything. You know, people who are not really worth following or worshipping. So I don't think it's... Mm. Yeah, it's a kind of a obsession and religion. You know, he's famous, so what? I mean, a lot of them is just like... And a lot of them are also like just a product. In music, whatever. I can name a few who come and went, or now it's just a other face, different product, but the same deal. So...
Yeah.
Which piece of land would you preserve forever? Uh-huh.
Which piece of land would I preserve forever?
I don't know what they actually mean.
Like if I had to preserve something mm-hmm. for it to stay the exact same forever. The Azores, they're so pretty.
Mm-hmm. True.
That was an easy question.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the most optimistic person you know?
Most optimistic person.
I just pointed to myself and Alex shook his head.
No. probably somebody that I met on the ship or something. You have like a lot of cheerful people. Not definitely not here, I would say. I know.
Because on the ship you have to have a positive attitude to get through. I mean, especially if you're not in the entertainment department, you're working like just 24/7. So you got to have that type of positive spirit to get through it.
Mm. I would say I'm pretty positive, but I don't know if who else.
Absolutely. You are very positive.
I don't know who else like would be.
But it's very vain of you to assume that you're the most positive person you know.
Yeah, it is. I know. Maybe somebody else. Let me think. Sydney. She's like very positive person. Yeah. She's a great like spirit. I always like cheerful. I never saw her like bummed out, so well, let's go with her.
That's great.
I can't remember like anybody from here. Maybe I was just like thinking of like about few people, but they are not like
they're good energy, but maybe not positive.
Or not positive all the time. I would not say also for me that I'm positive all the time, but you know, you know, there are some people that are always like super smiley, but I think I'm smiling quite a lot, actually. But yeah, what would you miss most about your home if you moved?
Well, that's a really hilarious question because I've moved so many times that I don't really have one specific home, I would say. So I guess where I'm living currently right now in this moment in Brooklyn, New York, I would miss the I would miss the people that I live with, but also the house that we're in is so pretty. It's just a nice house. Yes, it has its faults because we're in an old house, but we've really made it our own, and it's so, like, we have books and bookshelves, and I'm a tourist, so I just love material items. So to actually have, like, a comfy couch, a comfy chair, a nice bed, like, to own things. I don't normally own things because I move so often. So I guess the material of the home that I'm living in is what I would miss the most about living in Brooklyn.
Nice answer. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Ooh. All right, Alex, next question. How do you define success?
If you're doing something that makes you happy. Next.
I was going to say, oh, that's so sweet, until you dead-eye stared at me and went, next.
What's your favorite song to play in the car? You don't have a car.
I don't, but I would say, like, my favorite song to listen to if I'm, like, in movement, in transit, would be Aunt Leslie by Wolfpack. Sung by Antoine Stanley. Next.
Next. I swear to God, if I heard about Wolfpack one more time this week, I'm going to shot myself.
You're going to shot yourself?
Yeah, not really, but, you know, for everybody who...
Shoot yourself.
Yeah, shot myself, but no.
Shoot.
I got shoot, shot.
Don't shit yourself.
Yeah, I will shit myself. Okay, it can be like that. That's also convenient for the occasion, shitting myself. Yeah.
Which is more important, intelligence or common sense?
Is that a long question for me? Oh, yeah, you yes. answered the... Which is more... Can you repeat it? Intelligence or common sense?
Yes.
I think you need to have both.
You can't answer that like that. Answer one or the other.
Intelligence, then.
Oh my god. Really? I would die without common sense. I hate people. I don't mind people who are dumb, book dumb, but if they don't have common sense, I'm like, oh my god.
Well, if I have to pick, intelligence. Sorry.
All right, okay.
I like common sense also, but...
I guess we're both different and we have a lot to talk about.
Indeed. What's the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
I mean, there's some strange things that I've eaten that I've, like, blocked out of my life. But, like, I would say any sort of, like, gelatinous meat gravy.
Bleh.
Or, like, dried fish, which I don't really like. Well, obviously, we're into the food section of this deck. What was your most memorable meal ever?
I have a few, but I can pick one. When we, what was the sushi in Tromsø, Norway?
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were going to say when we had the 7-course meal with Freddie and Cynthia.
Whoa, maybe
on
that.
Ship.
Yeah, I said it's not like...
But I don't remember what we ate.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, that can be it. I mean, it's not like I cannot pick one, but if I have to, then yeah. Which American landmark would you most like to see?
I guess, like, the desert. Like, there's a bunch of sand dunes in one of the national parks.
Mm-hmm.
That seems interesting. Yeah. There's a lot of places I can think of in the rest of the world, but America...
Mm-hmm.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. Which celebrity would you most like to see in person?
A bunch, but maybe somebody from, like, music world. Some singer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a singer. Somebody from some band, whatever. Drummer or... I don't know. Let's say singer from Iron Maiden. Bruce Dickinson. I, like, read his book. So, I don't know. He's like a legend, so let's pick him. But a bunch of different, like, somebody from Formula One, maybe, you know.
Mm.
But let's pick him.
Okay.
What would you love to find at a yard sale?
These questions are horrible.
Yeah. Oh, next. If you owned a boat, what name would you choose for it? Rob.
No.
Very vain. Rob the princess.
I would name it the Taurus Express.
My God.
The Taurus Beauty.
Yeah. Do you know how Taurus is like swam like
just like, or this is mine.
This is mine. That's the name.
That's what I would name it. I would name the boat This Is Mine.
Yeah. I'm material and this is mine.
This is mine, not yours.
Mine. This is just mine.
Okay. Would you choose to be the worst player on a winning team or the best player on the losing team?
This is a good one. Best player on the loser team.
I agree with that.
Nobody asks you.
Big fish in the small pond. Come on.
What did you answer?
Repeat. You'll never know.
Okay.
You're mean.
I didn't hear you. It is more important to be book smart or street smart. Oh ho.
Isn't this the exact same question that you've already answered?
It's not that. It was like intelligence. Street smart. Okay.
Street smart. You don't need to be book smart. Street smart.
Yep.
Is science or art more essential to humanity?
More essential.
Dobro. Get out.
Should be science, but as we are finding out every day, yeah, it's not the case. Let's say art.
All right.
Who would you like to trade places with for 1 month?
I don't know. Any sort of like political power I'd be interested in, because I feel like how we view those people is extremely different than who they actually are. Like, there's so much more to uncover with people like that. It would just be really interesting. But also, like, I don't know. If I was going for something more materialistic, like Keira Knightley, what would it be like to be her? That'd be so cool.
Really?
Yeah.
From all the actors.
I love Keira Knightley.
From all of the actresses.
Or Meryl Streep.
Yeah, whatever.
But like, I don't know. I wouldn't. I would literally want to be here. I would want to be her, and I would want to be here for longer than a month.
Mm-hmm.
If I were Meryl Streep, I'd want to like be on set somewhere as her. But like, you know, Keira Knightley. I'm looking at like day to day life. Who would I want to switch lives with for a month? Like that's.
I don't know nothing about Keira Knightley, so I don't know where she lives or whatever. So I don't know. If her life is great. Okay, yeah, then.
It would be so interesting. Or maybe like Katy Perry, because she's married to Orlando Bloom.
She is married to Orlando Bloom?
Yeah,
really?
It just seems like such a... I'm really getting into Pirates of the Caribbean, I guess, the cast here. But yeah. Because he does not seem like someone who would get married to Katy Perry, but he did. And I'm like, huh, what's the story there?
And you're going into the celebrity thing also. One of the first questions that I have. Are you into celebrity craze? Seems that you are.
I'm not. I'm just in. I mean, if the question was who would I trade places with, it just seems very interesting.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like,
please pick one.
Why did this couple get together? Okay. All right. Fine. I'm done. I'm done answering the question. All right. For the very last question to be asked, it's for Alex. Last question.
Yeah, I already had.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
What do you need to do by the end of the year to make this year meaningful?
Find a job.
Okay. I'll ask you a different question because the answer was too lame that you just need to get a job. But here's the question that I have for you. What's the most fun party you've ever attended? For the last question. You party animal.
There have been quite a few, but... Party, I don't know, like maybe something on the ship that I cannot remember now, like to pick one.
Because it was so much fun?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, can't really remember.
All right, well, in the true theme of this episode, I guess now we're done. So thanks everyone for tuning in today to us answering questions that nobody asked us.
Yeah, it was fun.
To answer. It was very fun.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of We Have a Lot to Talk About. We have new episodes coming out every Monday on most podcast platforms and on YouTube as well. And don't forget to subscribe, like, rate, and review us, as well as give us a follow on Instagram
at We Have a Lot to Talk About podcast. Talk to you next time.